Surat al-Nahl. Surat al-Nahl, Nahl means the bee, which is mentioned in the surah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is the Makki surah. It was revealed in Mecca. Ata amrullahi fala tasta'jilu. The command of Allah has come, so do not be impatient for it. Exalted is He, and high above what they associate with Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yushrikun. When Allah says ata amrullahi, the command of Allah has already come, it indicates a certainty and nearness of the last hour. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about. Allah says, do not hurry it. Do not be impatient for it. Allah says He sends down the angels with inspiration of His command, meaning revelation, upon whom He wills of His servants, telling them, warn that there is no deity except Me, so fear Me. أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاتَّقُونَ خَلَقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ تَعَالَ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ Allah says again, He created the heavens and earth in truth. Meaning, it has a goal. It has a purpose. High is He above what they associate with Him. Much high. Free from that imperfection. Free from any imperfection. Perfect. Allah says He created man from a sperm drop. Then at once He is a clear adversary. Allah is reminding us of our origin. Who are we? Who do we think we are? That we can stand up and then become an adversary to Allah? Oppose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Question Him? Question His revelation? Allah puts us in our place. You are nothing. A despised liquid. Subhanallah. And look at you. We have no right for this pride, Allah says. And the grazing livestock He has created for you. In them is warmth and numerous benefits, and from them you eat. So Allah says, look at you. Look at the stages of life that you go through. Look at the needs that you have. You are nothing. And then He made you grow. He nurtured you. And He provided every single thing imaginable. Allah is recounting His favors upon us. And He says, and for you in them, meaning those livestock, is the enjoyment of beauty when you bring them in for the evening and when you send them out to pasture. Allah says, this is also a gift from Allah, that when you look at them in the evening, in the sunset or at sunrise, and you see their silhouettes passing by up on the hill, it is beauty for you. You enjoy that. This enjoyment also is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they carry your loads to a land you could not have reached except with difficulty to yourselves. Inna rabbakum la ra'ufur rahim. Indeed, your Lord is kind, affectionate, and always merciful. And He created the horses, mules, and donkeys for you to ride, and as adornment. And He creates that which you do not know. People keep horses for adornment because they enjoy looking at them, they enjoy owning them. Allah says, and upon Allah is the direction of the right way. And among them, meaning the various paths, are those deviating. And if He willed, He could have guided you all. The Prophet ﷺ once drew a line in the sand. And from that line, he drew different branches coming out. And he showed the Sahaba, said the straight line, that is the path of Allah. And from it are branches that deviate out from it. Do not step into them, because then we will go astray. So Allah says, if I have provided all of this for you in such great detail, how is it that I would not have sent down revelation to you? Allah says, it is He who sends down rain from the sky. From it is drink and from it is foliage in which you pasture animals. He causes to grow for you thereby the crops, olives, palm trees, grapevines, and from all the fruits. Indeed, in that is a sign for people who give thought. Yatafakkarun. What an amazing variety. Unthinkable number of things Allah has created. They're all of different sizes, different shapes, different textures, different colors, different tastes. Who is this creator, this designer, who designs things in such great detail and with limitless variety? Allah says, and He has subjected for you the night and the day, and the sun and moon, and the stars are subjected by his command. Indeed, in that are signs for a people who reason. Use your reason, aql. And he has subjected whatever he multiplied for you on the earth of varying colors. Indeed, in that is a sign for people who remember. And it is he who subjected the sea for you to eat from it, its tender meat, and to extract from it its ornaments which you wear. And you see the ships plowing through it, and he subjected it that you may seek of his bounty, and perhaps you will be grateful. Allah says, enjoy the meat, enjoy the seafood, enjoy the ornaments, the pearls that come out from the sea. Enjoy looking at the ocean when the ships plow through it, and you can travel from one place to another and carry your heavy loads. Look at the world around you. Observe nature so that you will be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he has cast into the earth firmly set mountains, lest it shift with you, and made rivers and roads that you may be guided, and landmarks, and by the stars they are also guided, through the desert, the sea at night. So Allah talks about the living creatures he has made, and now he also talks about the non-living things that he has created. They are also as a benefit for us. Allah says, وَأَلْقَى فِي الْأَرْضِ رَوَاسِيَ أَنْتَمِيدَ بِكُمْ. Rawasi means stakes. Literally, mountains are like stakes upon earth. The height of the mountain is the equivalent to the root of the mountain on earth. And why is that? Because the earth is round and it spins, so that it would stop spinning. It would not spin too fast, and neither would it spin too slow. And it spins continuously, yet we do not feel it as we walk on earth. Allahu Akbar. Who can do that? Only Allah. Allah says, then is he who creates like one who does not create? So will you not be reminded? And if you should count the favors of Allah, you could not enumerate them. You cannot count them. You cannot put a number to them. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and merciful. Truly, Allah is forgiving because we cannot count his favors. But have we ever even attempted to count them? Have we ever even sat down with a piece of paper and pen and written down all the things that I have in my life that Allah has provided for me and for my family? Indeed, Allah is forgiving and merciful. May Allah forgive us, Ameen. And may He write us amongst those who are grateful, Ameen. And Allah knows what you conceal and what you declare. Meaning, do we acknowledge the favors of Allah? And those they invoke other than Allah create nothing, and they themselves are created. This is the ultimate form of ingratitude, to assign to others what Allah has created, to give due to others what Allah has done. Allah says, they are in fact dead, they're inanimate, they're without understanding, not alive. And they do not perceive when they will be resurrected. Those who are in the graves, like the kuffar used to worship pious predecessors who were dead, and the Muslims nowadays, subhanallah, the misguided Muslims who worship those pious predecessors who are in their graves, Allah says they are dead. They are not alive. And they themselves do not know when the last hour will come, when they will be resurrected. Your God is one God. Ilahukum ilahu wahid. But those who do not believe in the hereafter, their hearts are disapproving and they are arrogant. It is crucial to have conviction in the hereafter. Al-Akhirah. The day of questioning, the day of standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that alone changes a person. It changes a person's attitude, their choices, their behavior and their perception. Allah says, assuredly Allah knows what they conceal and what they declare. Indeed, He does not like the arrogant. People who knowingly deny, like Abu Jahl, one of the uncles of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he knew that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was speaking the truth, but he refused to acknowledge it. Like the scholars and the rabbis who know, the priests, the reverends, they know that Islam is a true religion, that Isa alayhi salam is not the son of God, yet they continue in their falsehood. Allah says, and when it is said to them, what has your Lord sent down? They say, legends of the former people. They call it irrelevant to present day. Oh, these are just stories of old people. The Quran is full of stories about past nations. It's really nothing new. It has nothing whatsoever to do with our lives. That they may bear their own burdens, sins in full on the day of resurrection, and some of the burdens of those whom they misguide without knowledge. Unquestionably evil is that which they bear. Those before them had already plotted, but Allah came at their building, meaning He uprooted their building from the foundations, so the roof fell upon them from above them, and the punishment came to them from where they did not perceive. This is a warning to those who are arrogant. Allah says, and on the day of resurrection, He will disgrace them and say, where are my so-called partners for whom you used to oppose the believers? Where are those, these so-called gods that you claimed existed on earth? Allah says, those who were given knowledge will say, indeed, disgrace this day, and evil are upon the disbelievers, the ones whom the angels take in death while wronging themselves, and who then offer submission, saying, we were not doing any evil. At that moment, they offer submission. فَأَلْقَوُ السَّلَمَ مَا كُنَّا نَعْمَلُ مِنْ سُوء. We would not do any, we have not done anything wrong. Allah says, they say, we were not doing any evil, but yes, indeed Allah is knowing of what you used to do. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us the first step is the grave. The first questioning is going to be in the grave. And if we are secure from that, if we are safe at that moment, then everything else will be secure and safe after that. Allahumma ja'alna minhum ya rabbal alameen. But for these, when the angels take them in their death, the disbelievers, their souls suffer and the body hurts as well. It is said to them, so enter the gates of hell to abide eternally therein. And how wretched is the residence of the arrogant. And it will be said to those who feared Allah, what did your Lord send down? So there will be questions in the grave, remember? Munkar and Nakir will ask questions. When the footsteps of the family members can be heard walking away by the deceased, at that moment the soul will be placed back in the body. The body will be made to sit up. And Munkar and Nakir, two ferocious looking angels will come and question, who is your Lord? Who is this man? Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is your religion? The fourth question, where did you learn this? Will be asked to the believers. Those who feared Allah, they had taqwa. They were really cautious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They took every step with caution. It will be said to them, what did your Lord send down? How did you know all of this? They will say, that which is good. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا. For those who do good in this world is good, and the home of the hereafter is better. And how excellent is the home of the righteous. Why will these people know the answers to the questions? Because they had yaqeen, they had conviction. They had conviction upon their religion, upon their faith and upon the hereafter. They were ready for it, so prepared. And they did good in this world. So good deeds are a source of gaining the mercy of Allah, for having a secure future. It's an investment that we are making now, and we will reap its profits in the hereafter. But remember the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, no one shall enter Jannah upon his or her actions alone. So the Sahaba said to him, not even you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, not even me. It is the mercy of Allah. It is a gift of Allah. We do not deserve it, but we can be eligible for His mercy. May Allah make us of those. Ameen. Allah says, what will they have? And how excellent is the home of the righteous, gardens of perpetual residence, which they will enter, beneath which rivers flow. They will have therein whatever they wish. لَهُمْ فِيهَا مَا يَشَاءُونَ. Anything that you can imagine, whatever you always wanted but did not have in this dunya, we can have it in the hereafter. اللهم اجعلنا منهم. كذلك يجزي الله المتقين. Thus does Allah reward the righteous, the ones who are cautious, the ones whom the angels take in death being good and pure. The angels will say, سلام عليكم. يقولون سلام عليكم. Peace be upon you. أدخلوا الجنة بما كنتم تعملون. Enter paradise for what you used to do. Your action, you strove, you struggled. And now is a day for the reward. Do they, meaning the disbelievers, await anything except the angels should come to them? Or there comes the command of your Lord? Thus did those do before them. And Allah wronged them not. But they had been wronging themselves, so they were struck by the evil consequences of what they did, and were enveloped by what they used to ridicule. The same thing came around and enveloped them. And those who associate others with Allah say, if Allah had willed, we would not have worshipped anything other than Him. Meaning they are doing this because it is the will of Allah. Subhanallah. Allah says they will say, that if Allah had willed, we would not have worshipped anything other than Him, neither we nor our fathers, nor would we have forbidden anything through other than Him. Meaning this made-up religion of what is forbidden and what is lawful, as associating that with other deities, they say we would not have done that. Thus did those do before them. Allah says people before have also had the very same answers. So is there upon the messengers except the duty of clear notification? Remember, Allah does not force anyone. In everything else we want freedom of choice except in religion. Here we want to be compelled. We expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us righteous. Subhanallah. Allah looks at our hearts. Allah says, and we certainly send into every nation a messenger, saying, worship Allah and avoid taghut, all false objects of worship. And among them were those whom Allah guided, and among them were those whom error was deservedly decreed. So proceed through the earth, travel through the earth, and observe how was the end of the deniers. Allah says, it is there for your eyes to see. And your heart to accept. Even if you should strive for their guidance, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, indeed, Allah does not guide those He sends astray, and they will have no helpers. So no matter what, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam could not guide those whom He wanted. Allah says, and they swear by Allah, their strongest oaths, that Allah will not resurrect one who dies. But yes, it is a true promise binding upon Him, but most of the people do not know. It is, so He will make clear to them the truth of that wherein they differ, meaning the day of judgment will come to resolve every single thing. And so those who have disbelieved may know that they were liars. Indeed, our word to a thing when we intend it is but that we say to it, be, and it is. Kun fayakun. It is so easy for Allah to bring about resurrection, the day of judgment, of all the creation that He has created from the beginning of time to the end of time, with simply a word, kun, fayakun, then it is. وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا فِي اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا ظُلِمُوا. And those who emigrated for the cause of Allah after they had been wronged, we will surely settle them in this world in a good place. Allah says they will have a good place to live, a good life in this world as well. They will see the reward here as well. But the reward of the hereafter is greater. If only they could know. From Makkah, 100 Muslims went as refugees to Ethiopia. And they were given refuge by the king of Ethiopia. Amongst them were Uthman radiallahu anhu and his wife, the Prophet's daughter, Ruqayya radiallahu anha. Allah says, they are those who endured patiently and upon their Lord relied. When the persecution just crossed all limits, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave permission to people to migrate. So the first refugees of Islam migrated to save their religion and to save their lives, and they were given refuge in a Christian nation. Allah says, "And we sent not before you except men to whom we revealed our message. So ask the people of the message," meaning of the former scriptures, "if you do not know. We sent them with clear proofs and written ordinances, and we revealed to you the message," meaning the Quran, "that you may make clear to the people what was sent down to them, and that they might give thought." So the Quran is here now to clarify the previous scriptures. Because there has been so much distortion in the previous scriptures. The Quran is the only revelation that has never changed. Allah has protected it. So the previous books are abrogated. And truly they have inside of them just unbelievable stories, very, very disrespectful stories about the previous prophets. So the Quran is here to clarify everything, all the concepts, especially the concept about Akhirah, because that has been lost in Judaism to a greater extent than in Christianity. But the concept of resurrection and having to answer for our deeds and not being saved by a previous prophet, like the Christians believe that Isa alayhi salam died on the cross for their sins, those concepts have come in, and the original concept where a person is responsible for his or her own deeds has left both those previous religions. So Allah says the Quran is here so that you may make clear to the people what was sent down to them and that they might give thought. Then do those who have planned evil deeds feel secure that Allah will not cause the earth to swallow them, or that the punishment will not come upon them from where they do not perceive, or that He would not seize them during their usual activity, their daily lives, and they could not cause failure, meaning they could not escape from Him, or that He would not seize them gradually in a state of dread. Allah says, slowly, where they would not even be aware that something is happening. But indeed, your Lord is kind and merciful. فَإِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَرَأُوفُ رَحِيمٌ. Why? Because if Allah wanted to seize people because of their sins, Allah says, nothing would be left alive on the face of the earth. But Allah gives respite. Allah gives time for people to perhaps turn back. Have they not considered what things Allah has created? All those creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says their shadows incline to the right and to the left, prostrating to Allah, while they, those creations, are humble. The shadows of things also prostrate, do sajda to Allah. Allah says even their shadows do sajda. But what about you? What about us? And to Allah prostrates whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth of creatures, and the angels as well, and they are not arrogant. Imagine this. Did we ever think about this? Allah informs us of something that we do not know, that every single creation of Allah, the mountains do tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, but you do not understand their language. Allah says all the creation of Allah, the animals, the jinn, the angels, the birds, they all do sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says they are not arrogant. They fear their Lord above them and they do what they are commanded. What is the command of Allah? To do sajda for Him. And this is another ayah of the sajda. So when you get a chance, do sajda for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah accept it. Ameen. And Allah has said, do not take for yourselves two deities. He, Allah, is but one God, so fear only Me. Meaning, more than one. Do not take more than one deities. إِنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ فَإِيَّايَ فَرْهَبُونَ رَهَبَ. So fear only Allah, and to Him belongs whatever is in the heavens and the earth, and to Him is due worship constantly. Then is it other than Allah that you fear? Constant worship, wasiba. Wasiba means forever. Deen is for Him forever. Allah says, and whatever you have of favor, it is from Allah. Whatever you have of ni'mah, blessings, it is from Allah. Then when adversity touches you, to Him you cry for help. There was a Sahabi who fled Makkah when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam conquered Mecca and he left as a polytheist. He boarded a ship, but the ship was struck by a storm. And then he remembered this ayah because he called upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that moment to rescue him. So he remembered these ayat. Allah says, then when adversity touches you, to him you cry for help. Then when he removes the adversity from you, at once a party of you associates others with their Lord. So they will deny what we have given them. Then enjoy yourselves, for you are going to know. He remembered that at that moment, we only cry to Allah to remove that adversity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him and the ship. So as soon as he landed, he went straight to Medina to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he accepted Islam. Allah says, and they assign to what they do not know, meaning these false deities that don't even exist. They're just names, Allah says. They assign to them a portion of that which we, Allah, have provided them. By Allah, you will surely be questioned about what you used to invent. And they attribute to Allah daughters. Exalted is He. And for them is what they desire. The kuffar would claim that the angels are the daughters of Allah. Subhanallah. But that's such a paradox. That's irony. That they themselves, the kuffar, would hate to have daughters, but they would say Allah has daughters. Subhanallah. Allah says, and when one of them is informed of the birth of a female, his face becomes dark and he suppresses grief. He hides himself from the people because of the ill of which he has been informed. Should he keep it in humiliation or bury it in the ground? This daughter, this live human being. Unquestionably, evil is what they decide. Allah tells us in the Quran that on that day, the little girl is going to ask, for what reason was I buried alive? On that day she will ask. Those babies will question their parents. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam only had girls as survivors. His children were girls. He didn't have any boys. Because all the two boys that he had, they died in infancy. And the kuffar used to make fun of him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised him what? Al-Kawthar. Inna atainaka al-Kawthar. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Inna shaniyaka huwal abtar. Indeed, your enemies, they are going to be debased. Because Allah has given him Al-Kawthar. The great fountain, the great lake in Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the father, the proud father of daughters, amazing, beautiful women, the sahabiyat, the leaders of Islam, the courageous, smart women, our role models, they carried the generations of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So today, people are proud to associate with him in lineage. It is Allah who decides what to give to whom. Allah says He decides to give daughters or sons or both or leave people barren. It is Allah's decision. And if we are truly grateful, we would be grateful for every single thing that He grants us. Allah says, for those who do not believe in the hereafter is a description of evil, meaning their attitude toward this grace, this ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, this is how they behave. And for Allah is the highest attribute, and He is exalted in might, the wise. And if Allah were to impose blame on the people for their wrongdoing, He would not have left upon it, the earth, any creature, but He defers them for a specified term. And when their term has come, they will not remain behind an hour, nor will they precede it. Every breath is a gift from Allah. Every second, every moment is a gift from Allah for us to improve ourselves, to turn back to Him, to repent to Him. Allah says, and they attribute to Allah that which they dislike themselves, meaning what? Daughters. And their sons assert the lie that they will have the best from Him in the hereafter, Allah says. That doesn't make any sense. Allah says, assuredly, they will have the fire and they will be therein neglected. Tallahi, by Allah, we did certainly send messengers to nations before you, but Satan made their deeds attractive to them, beautifies their deeds. So they end up thinking what they are doing is absolutely correct and good. And he is their ally today as well, the disbelievers, and they will have a painful punishment. And we have not revealed to you the book of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, except for you to make clear to them that wherein they have differed, and as guidance and mercy for a people who believe. And Allah has sent down rain from the sky, and given life thereby to the earth after its lifelessness. Indeed, in that is a sign for people who listen. A green seedling, a very delicate green seedling coming out of something that is dry and hard. That is Allah, Dhalikumullah. And Allah says, and indeed for you, in grazing livestock is a lesson. We give you drink from what is in their bellies, between excretion and blood, pure milk, palatable to drinkers. Just the cow is an amazing creation of Allah. The cow has four stomachs. It weighs 1,000 pounds on average. Allah says, between excretion and blood. The grass goes into the first stomach, and then from that it is brought back to the mouth for the cow to chew again. And then it goes to the next stomach, which looks like a wasp's nest. The next stomach looks like a book of pages. And the fourth stomach has enzymes. And from that, the milk, pure milk, is derived, and the rest is removed as excrement. This is Allah. Allah says, indeed, and that is a sign for people who reason, who give thought. Allah says, and from the fruits of the palm trees and grapevines, you take intoxicant and good provision. Indeed, and that is a sign for a people who reason. And your Lord inspired to the bee, take for yourself from among the mountains houses, meaning make hives there, and among the trees, and in that which they construct, meaning human beings. Then eat from all the fruits, and follow the ways of your Lord, Allah is telling the bee, and follow the ways of your Lord laid down for you. The bee is an amazing creature. It is a very organized creature. It has a lifestyle. It has hierarchy. Allah inspired it to eat from all the fruits and to travel and to fly in different places. Then it has the ability to find its way home. The whole colony of bees is divided according to tasks. Where did this come from? Where does this design, inspiration, programming come from? It came from Allah. So Allah says, in every single thing, Allah has created for us a sign, but we need to really look at these things. We need to study these things, and we need to make the best use of these things. The ayah about the intoxicants and good provision coming from the fruits and grapevines was revealed before the ayat that prohibited alcohol. So from the same thing, we can make something good or something evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided multiple choices for us in this world. Allah says, and Allah created you, then he will take you in death. So just like he's created everything else. Allah says he has created you as well. Look at yourself. Look at our build. Look at our bodies. What we have inside of our bodies, our abilities, our minds. It's absolutely incredible. Allah says, and among you is he who is reversed to the most decrepit old age, so that he will not know, after having had knowledge, a thing. Allah says, indeed, Allah is knowing and competent. Allah knows that someone can return back to very old age. They will become senile, perhaps have Alzheimer's, and will forget things. A very highly accomplished person will become like a baby. Allah does that. Allah watches it and he knows. Allah says, and Allah has favored some of you over others in provision. But those who were favored, meaning given more, would not hand over their provision to those whom their right hands possess, meaning slaves. So people who are rich will not give everything they own to their slaves. So they would be equal to them therein. So the slaves would become equal to the masters. Allah says they would not do that. Then is it the favor of Allah they reject? So Allah is saying, why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then give everything that he possesses to his creation? It does not make any sense. It's illogical. Allah says, and Allah has made for you from yourselves mates, and has made for you from your mates sons and grandchildren, and has provided for you from the good things. Then in falsehood do they believe, and in the favor of Allah they disbelieve, and they worship besides Allah that which does not possess for them the power of provision from the heavens and the earth at all. And in fact, they are unable. So do not assert similarities to Allah. فَلَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ Do not give examples for Allah. Because why? لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ There is no one like Him, Allah says. So do not assert similarities to Allah. Indeed, Allah knows and you do not know. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ Allah presents an example. We cannot present an example for Him. But Allah in this ayah 75 says,